The Land Development Agency has identified just over 100 publicly owned sites that could deliver between 11,000 and 71,000 homes. However, much of this land is described as constrained, meaning that unlocking it for housing would require significant work. The LDA is the state body tasked with developing land for affordable and social homes. Its chief executive, John Coleman, is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can we talk first of all about the land that you believe would be easiest to develop? Tell us about these sites.
Sure. Well, the report that we've released has built on the report that we released back in 2023, the first version of this, which was the first time that a considered property research assessment of all state land that's available and its suitability for housing purposes was put together. And so it builds on that. That first report focused on the top five towns and the five Irish cities. We've gone further than that now to look at all Irish towns that have a population of over 10,000. So there's 55 different settlements in total. There's about 71,000 homes or up to that level could be built on lands that we've identified, 102 parcels of land. A lot of that is quite constrained when the up to 15,000 homes that could be developed in the nearer term on 32, that least constrained sites, that they could be, if we had access to them, we could design those up. We could appoint building contractors and get them going for development. The others have varying degrees of infrastructural constraints. Say, for instance, there might be very complex existing uses on them. For instance, we haven't included the Donnybrook RTE site on the report for that reason, because it's severely constrained, very difficult to move a lot of the operations, protected structures and other things. But there are between 11,000 and 15,000 homes that could be developed on the least constrained sites.
There were 29 towns where you couldn't identify any relevant public land. Why was that?
Sometimes it just doesn't exist. It's not there. It's not available. But that doesn't mean that there's no land available for development there. There's no state-owned land of scale that could be feasibly developed in the short term. This is focused on lands of a reasonable scale that could be identified now for development, or plans could be made to service land and provide infrastructure that could open up many more lands into the future.
You were saying there that you believe the least constrained sites, as you call them, that they could be used for up to 15,000 homes. Now, that's a substantial figure, but it's a long way from what the state needs.
It is indeed, and that's why the LDA doesn't focus just on state land, it focuses on other land as well. We're under construction today on 16 different sites that can deliver 5,000 homes. So right now, as we sit here today, we have 5,000 homes under construction. About half of those sites were sourced from the state. The other half we purchased on the market ourselves, or we partnered with developers to get affordable public homes built on lands that they own. So we're not just focused on state lands. And it's for that reason that, and I think that's the value of this report, that it highlights and provides a clarity and a realistic view on just how much state land is available. Because the narrative before this report was prepared that there was almost unlimited state land just lying around the place to be developed. That is not the case, unfortunately. And that's why we have to focus on other lands as well. And that's why we continue to be open to acquiring state lands, but also land on the market for development.
How many new homes will you provide this year?
So we have programs in place for about 25 to 30 different developments that we're working on at the moment. We delivered about 1,000 homes last year, about 1,000 this year, but it's ramping up as the developments come to fruition. 2,000 next year, 3,500 into 2027, and maintaining that level of trajectory thereafter. When you consider that the largest private sector house builders have just breached the, say, 2,000 homes per annum mark, when we get to 3,500 by 2027, that's a very significant level of delivery. And also, when you consider that we have 5,000 homes under construction right now, scheme housing in Ireland at the current run rate of delivery is about 25,000. It's a very big part of the market.
So what would need to change for you to be able to move more quickly?
In relation to state lands, I think that we should be able to have more powers to access some of those that could be readily developed. We believe the government agrees with that. There's an item in the programme for government that will give the LDA more reach to perhaps compel transfer of those more easily developed lands. That's positive. I'm also very encouraged by the national planning framework that was released in draft yesterday, and to hear the minister talking about enabling local authorities to zone more land for housing development. And that coincides and aligns with our appetite to access land on the market that is currently not state-owned but would be state-owned once the LDA acquired it. So between those two measures, I think that could really throw more fuel into the tank for the LDA, which is already running at a very strong rate.
John Coleman of the Land Development Agency, thank you for joining us on the News at 1.